Oh. Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of You, Me and Baby Sleep. It's me, Em, and I am with Kat and Kirsty. And this week we are going to be talking about moving your little one into their own bed and what our advice and experiences have been on that. And I know that it's going to be, I
It's going
think,
to be
quite a
juicy.
hilarious one. Because for those that already know us, we'll probably already know our thoughts on it. But yeah, guys, what are your experiences with the transition from a cot to a bed? Have they been positive or not so positive? Or in
Personal experience, you mean?
yeah.
Yeah, Oz. It was positive. It didn't go badly wrong. Hunter was about 2.5. We'd started with like a pillow and a duvet in his cot to get him used to that. And then, yeah, put him into a toddler bed. And you know what? He was great. He didn't work out for ages that he could get out. So even in the
That's so
morning,
cool.
he would wake up and just be like, "Mommy," like calling us, and then I'd go in, and yeah, just don't think he knew to get out. It was probably a good year or so, and then I remember one morning he just like appeared, "Morning," and I was like, "Oh, okay," but it took him, yeah, a good while to do that. But yeah, he was fine. It didn't change his sleep at all. Started sleeping really well. Athena was a completely different experience. I co-slept with her. That's like a story for another podcast, probably. But yeah, I co-slept with her until about 9 months. And then because I wanted to get her into her own room, we moved house and I wanted to get her into her own room. And I was like, don't know. I was still breastfeeding her and she was feeding to sleep. And I was like, how am I going to feed her to sleep and then transition her to a cot? Like, it's just going to be difficult. And I didn't have the experience that I have now, obviously, with my training. So we put her onto a floor bed in her own room, and I just still kept feeding her to sleep until we did some sleep training at like 14 months. And actually, she was the same, even though she could crawl, she never got off the floor bed. She just used to sit up and like cry or shout for us. I did put a stair gate on her door, obviously, straight away, so that I knew she'd be safe in there, and there was nothing that she could climb on or pull down. And then yeah, when I did the sleep training at 14 months, she started sleeping through. And then it was probably about, I don't know, a year and a half, where I just like we got rid of the floor bed and just got her a toddler bed. So yeah, she was in a bed from a really young age, and actually it was fine. It was a positive experience. If obviously I knew what I know now, I might have done it differently. But yeah, all in all, it was okay for us. What about you, Kat, with April?
So with April, she was much older. She would have been. So we transitioned her into a toddler bed when she was just under 3 and a half. No, she was just under 3 and a half. And to be honest, the only reason we did it is because we were moving house.
I remember this.
We knew she was at the point where she could go into a bed,
Yeah.
but we didn't want to. We almost didn't want to. We didn't want to be at a point where we moved a cot to a new house and then got a bed and had to get rid of a cot when we could have just got rid of the cot when we were at the old house and then just take a bed with her. And then at least that's one familiar item, that we were taking to the new house. But then we were like, oh, is it going to be too much? Moving house, putting her in a bed, etc. So we did it in the March, and we didn't move till the July. So she had a good 4 months in it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if we weren't moving house, she probably would have just stayed in her cot because there was no signs of her climbing. She loved it. She was still in a sleep sack. a sleeping bag, and yeah, but we did the same thing. Once we were thinking of moving her to a bed, we introduced a pillow first and kept her in the sleeping bag, and then switched that out for a duvet because we were getting sort of to the warmer, sort of springtime where we know that, if the blanket come off her, she wasn't going to get cold or anything like that. But yeah, she was great. She was very involved in the process. She kind of watched us take her cot down and watched her build a bed, and she picked her bed in, and yeah, she was very excited. And yeah, we've had no trouble. She's very much a bed caller. You know how you said Hunter hadn't figured out how to get out?
Yeah.
She will not, this girl, even now, she's 4 and a half, will not get out of her bed.
No.
She will pull me from her bed, which I do like, to be honest. I think
Yeah.
if she was next to me and I just woke up and she was in front of my face. But she is, yeah, she's great. And we've actually just upgraded her bed from a toddler to a full size single. So yeah, I think our journey was definitely very positive. And it's weird because I know you said, Kirsty, oh, knowing what I know now, things could have been different, but it did work out for your two, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And like they are all different. And I think my journey, with each child was so different. Like I mean, Hunter was much older, but I wasn't breastfeeding him. But like I only did it because of the breastfeeding thing. And she was still waking so frequently. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be climbing into a cot. So,
No, exactly.
yeah,
yeah.
comfortable for you and her at the same time, isn't
Yeah.
it?
But it made sense because what I was doing was I would feed her at bedtime and then just roll away and go to bed, like shut the stair gate. I knew she was safe in there, and that's just what worked for us. What about you, Em, with George?
Mine was pretty similar to you guys, really. I can't remember exactly what made us swap him from a cot to a bed. I don't know if he actually mentioned it. I think he might have said, "Can I have a big boy bed now?" or something like that. I
Yeah, I kind of
can't
remember.
quite remember, something like that. And I remember thinking, "God, you've had like a lot of change," because I feel like he had the one to no nap transition. He took potty trained. We got rid of the dummy, and then a lot of things seemed to happen quite quickly. But
Yeah.
we went with it. And like you guys, he just stayed in his bed. I remember that first night being like really anxious and prepared for like in case he woke up. But I remember being, do you remember like the first night where we were sleeping in their own room, and that like almost anxiety you feel of, oh my God, they're not right next to me. Like I felt like that. But anyway, it went absolutely perfectly fine, and he still is. Always has been the best sleeper. He'll only get out of his bed to go for a wee if he needs to, but like you guys, he calls from his bed. He'll only come out of his bed if he needs a wee or if he's awake, like in the
Yeah.
morning, and he'll come into our room. But yeah, so far so good. But with Ted, he's a menace, so he will just stay in there as long as I possibly can, because as cute as he is, he's gonna run riot. I'll put money on it. I'll put money on it.
Oh, well,
So
let's hope to say
far.
about the second, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
let's hope he's not a cock climber, though, and he climbs out, early, because, as professionals, like we can obviously talk about that now. Like, I think so many parents are struggling with their toddler's sleep, and they think that if they put them into a bed, it's gonna help.
Yeah.
But that isn't the case. So,
No.
what do you say to your client's cat, like age-wise, for a bed?
I say as close to 3 as possible. Obviously, from a safety perspective, like you've said, Kirsty, if they are attempting to climb out or climbing out, of course they need to go to a bed and we need to make that as safe as possible. But yeah, my advice for parents out there is work on sleep first. Like moving your child to a bed is not going to help sleep. It's going to make it worse. From obviously everything we know in our training and working with families, you guys know it's a bugbear. It is my actual bugbear when families come to me with a young child in a bed, because it's difficult, isn't it? Because we know that developmentally they don't have the understanding about staying in a bed, which can cause challenges. Some of them don't, have the skill to pull a duvet up over them. So, of course, from a sleep hygiene perspective, you're talking about cold children, which we know can cause wake ups. It's not safe to have them in a sleep bag in a bed, because if they do get out and try and move about, it's probably one of the biggest bugbears of mine, where people are like, "Oh, I've put them in a bed," or "Oh, I took the side off my cart," and I'm like, "Don't do that. Don't do that. Put it back up. Keep them in there as long as possible." So, yeah, I always, if anyone comes to me and asks the question, I always say, unless they are climbing out, just keep them in there as long as possible.
I remember with George, I ended up putting his sleeping bag on backwards because he got to a point where he was able to, like, I don't know how he did it, but he got out of his sleeping bag. And to be fair, he never climbed out. He tried once. I remember watching him on the monitor, like, swing a leg over. And I thought, oh God, here we go. And then he just never did it. But he did start to get out the sleeping bag, and I thought, no, you're just gonna have to put it on backwards. And that did help, to be fair, as well.
I think the
Because.
thing that has shown us, like, we all worked on our kids' sleep. They were all sleeping well. We transitioned to beds at various ages, and we didn't get any disruptions from it. And I
No.
think that's the key in it was the right decision at the time. But then equally saying that, obviously, Kirsty, Athena was in a floor bed, and that worked for you too. So it's a difficult one. But me personally, as a sleep consultant, it just fill me with a bit of dread if they're young.
And I think the other thing is, once you've moved them into a bed, you can't necessarily go back to a cot, whether that's logistics of you physically don't have the cot anymore, or
That
you
though.
know, whatever it is, you can't, it's not, once you've made that decision, you then kind of have to stick with it. So then again, as a professional, it does make our lives a little bit harder in some ways, because we're then having to coach parents and families to be super, super consistent all the time. And it's really hard when you've then got 2, 3, 4 nights of them constantly getting up, getting out of bed, and you having, you know, because they, you know, we all know kids are super strong-willed little things, great at negotiating, great at manipulating. So, you know, they'll be pulling every tactic out of the bag to not get back in that bed. And it's just, you know, to then have to, you know, really cheerlead our families on. It sometimes make that 10 times harder, if I'm making any sense
Yeah, no,
in what I'm
absolutely. And
saying.
I think the novelty, even if you have got a poor sleeper and you put them in a bed, I get families say, "Oh, they were fine for like the first few nights."
Yes.
And they are, because they don't know they can get out. When they figured out they can get out, they will get out. And it's not even necessarily they're doing it on purpose. It's just they don't have that developmental knowledge to say, "Right, this is my bed. This
Well,
is where
is that?
I stay. This is where I sleep." So it's difficult, because when families do come and they've got younger ones, they're like, "Oh, they keep getting out of the bed." And it's like, well, yeah, because they don't know to stay in it. And that's really tough then, isn't it? To work with families that are in a situation where they've decided to. And I worked with a family a few months back, actually, and she had a younger one in a next to me, and then a 3-year-old in a cot. And she said to me, I worked with both children on their sleep, and she said to me, "Is it worth me putting the older one in a bed, and then my younger one can have her cot and go out of the next to me and go into his own room?" And I said, if financially you can do it, keep her in the cot and buy him a cot, because forcing her out of a bed, out of her cot, and I guess that's a situation where families might find themselves, "Oh, well, we need the cot for the next baby." But again, if you can do it, either hold off moving the baby from the next to me, or see if you can,
Buy another
get a
cot.
second cot or something, because it is really not worth moving them into a bed when
And the
they're not
last thing
sleeping.
you want is, having a newborn and having all that sleepless nights and everything that comes with having a box rush baby, as well as having a 3-year-old that is then, doing whatever they're doing throughout the night because they're not, used to, they're in a new sleep space.
And even though, like, I know I did it with Athena, like, from a young age, she wasn't ever in a cot, so like it wasn't an option. Like, we did have one, she didn't use it. But obviously we weren't working on independent sleep, and my advice now for clients, if they want to work on independent sleep and, like, sleeping through the night and all those things, I wouldn't recommend doing it before the age of three. When I started working with the sleep consultant that we used for Athena, by that point she'd been in a bed for, like, I don't know, 6 months, and so she was like, there's no point going backwards, we might as well just continue with this. But it made our approach, it had to be slightly different. And I had to also understand that if she did get out of bed, I had to, like, silently return a 14-month-old to her bed. And therefore, that's when I had, I mean, I already had the Stairgate, but that's what we always say as well, don't we? That if they are younger and they're in a bed, we still need that clear boundary for them, because they haven't developed that impulse control and they will keep getting out. And it's going to be easier for us to work on the sleep if, one, they're in a cot, or two, they've got that Stairgate there.
Also, from a safety point of view, if they're, have free rein of walking around the top of the house,
Yeah, it's
back of the
dangerous.
house, it could, in the middle of the night, you just want to make sure that at least, by having, like you say, that boundary, that visual boundary of the baby gate, stair gate, that for your own peace of mind as a parent, that, there's nothing in their room that can, cause them any harm or any damage, if they are wandering around in comparison to the whole house
That's another
as
consideration,
well.
because if they're moved into a bed, obviously you need to be making sure there's nothing in the room that can cause some harm. They can't get hold of, they can't climb up onto things, they can't put
Send
fingers in
anything
plugs.
down on top of themselves.
That furniture is attached to the wall if that's appropriate. They can't get hold of, like, blind cords or anything like that, because, from a safety perspective, and this is where a lot of my kind of thought process comes from. Like, it's just safer to have them in a cot, it's safer, isn't it? So unless that safety line is crossed, i.e. they're climbing out or throwing themselves out, leave them, just leave them in the cot, work on sleep, and then when you transition to a bed, it will be so much easier. So much easier.
Absolutely.
And what would be your, like, tips for the transition when they are ready?
I think for me, one thing that worked really well was having him involved in it.
For sure,
I think,
yeah.
like you guys with April, like he was there when we took the cot down. He helped us in his own way make his bed in. He was just fully involved in it, and he was just so excited. I remember he had his little toolkit with his little
Helping
hammer,
you.
and
That's so cute.
it just. He absolutely loved it, and I think in a way it gave him a little bit of ownership of it, which I think helped in my
Yeah, I think it definitely helped
opinion.
with April. And you've touched, I think, on a really important point, because when you are talking about, sort of a 2.5, 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, that kind of feeling of self-worth starts to kick in. So when we talk about, like, control choices, for instance, around bedtime, let them have a choice of two pajamas or choice of book. It just gives them, like, that feeling that their opinion matters, that they're involved, and that can be really great for your little one. So yeah, asking them to, pick out what bedding they want, Location is always an important one as well. I when we took April's cot down, her bed went up in the same place in the room.
Yeah, George's did, to be
Like they
fair.
wake up
we didn't move it to a
Same.
different part. But yeah, just talking about it and letting them get in it, and they're a big boy, they're a big girl, all the positive affirmations, just again really help with the self-worth. And yeah, I think it's just that communication aspect, isn't it?
Definitely.
Although they're little humans, they do understand more than we perhaps give them credit for at that age. But I know there's books you can buy as well, that obviously you can help in terms of sleeping, about transitioning to a bed, sleeping in a big bed. I know obviously if you see it in cartoons or whatever they may be watching, they'll
I think
pick up
as well,
that
like
they're.
expect, it might not change their sleep. They might just adapt to it really well. But, there could be like a bit of change to their sleeping patterns, and they might show some sort of resistance, or they might wake up in the night when they haven't usually. And I think being consistent with resettling them, it's a change at the end of the day. So we do sometimes expect changes to protest, or just changes in their sleep patterns. So I think being consistent with resettling them and not getting into sort of any habits that you might not have had before as well.
Yeah, I think that's especially important if the reason they're moving into a bed is like they're having a new sibling, or they're moving house where there's big changes already happening. It kind of all ties in, doesn't it? They're going to be picking up on that, whether they have the language to say that or not. They're going to be picking up on things. And I think, yeah, just super
Yeah.
consistent.
I've
And
worked
just
with families that have, like, their little one's been in a bed, age appropriately, what I consider age appropriately. But then a new sibling's come along, and all of a sudden they're getting up out of the bed at night, and they're like, I don't know where this has come from. And it's like, but a new sibling's huge. Like, that's a massive change, isn't it? And, the fact that they can now get out of the bed and come and find you if they want that little bit of extra time with you or are having trouble sleeping. It's just so much easier for them to do when they're in a bed and they've got that free roam to do so. But yeah,
yeah.
like, if you are thinking about it, just make sure that you've not just come back off holiday, for instance, where you've room shared, and then you're putting them into a bed, or they've not just had a new sibling and you're kicking them out of the cot and things like
Yeah,
that.
trying to do it all at once.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Because I think at the end of the day, we all know that kids like consistency because it brings familiarity. They know
Yeah.
what's coming, they know what to expect, which is a huge factor to a lot of the areas of sleep that we all work with. And I just think, yeah, if consistency is key in your approach, in your surroundings, yeah, just everything really, isn't it? In a nutshell.
And make sure they are dressed appropriately, because I know with mine, it did like take a while. So think, like Kat said earlier, about the time of year that you're doing it. Get them used to a duvet first, like coming into spring, because I know mine took a while to know to sort of pull the duvet up and things. And so I just made sure they had, like, pajamas and socks on, for example, so they weren't waking up cold. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't recommend introducing a duvet or anything in the winter months.
No, and I think even if I always advise introduce the pillow and the duvet while they're still in a cot, because at least then if they are kicking it off, it's not like they can kick it off and it's on the floor.
Yeah.
They've got more chance of still finding it. But yeah, just be mindful, I guess, of the temperature of the room if you are making the transition in winter, because could it be that you transition them and yeah, they can't find the duvet and they've kicked it off and then they're waking up cold. So yeah, just be mindful that the sleep environment obviously is.
I think as well, like a lot of parents and people I've spoken to, even just friends and stuff, like they're almost doing it because the parents want to, like, oh, it's so exciting to put them into a bed, because they're now like 18 months, and it's like, don't rush these things. Like, yeah, if it's, yes, some people do it like because they think it's going to improve the sleep, but also if you've got a good sleeper, don't rush it.
Yeah,
If
don't
it's
fix what's not broken, for
yeah.
sure.
That's what I was thinking of. So there, yeah, the message tonight is don't move them to a bed until they're 10, basically.
Yeah, or longer.
Until their head is touching one end and their toes are at the other end, you keep them in there.
Yeah, do you know what? I did have a client, I think he was 4 and he was still in a cot. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, loving that. That is, that's
He
the
was like,
dream.
he loves his cot. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
no, do you think I think it was like, it might have been a message on Instagram. And she was just like, oh, do you think we should move to a bed? And I was like, does he fit in it?
I have a lot
Like,
of people message me on Instagram and they're like, oh, I'm having real trouble. Oh, I don't know. Should I put him in a bed? I'm like, no, just don't put him in a bed. Contact me. Let's work on sleep. And then, you can move him to a bed and it'll all be great.
definitely. Oh, well, thanks, guys. That was good. Good catching up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next week.